Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March the 17th, 2008. In Gaza, one Palestinian dies from wounds sustained over the weekend from Israeli shelling, while in the West Bank, the Israeli army kidnaps five, among them two children. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian resistance fighter of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, died on Sunday of wounds he sustained earlier on Saturday. Mohammed Youssef Hamouda, 25, was pronounced dead after being hit along with three other fighters with an Israeli warplane's missile in northern Gaza. On Saturday, an Israeli warplane killed Bassel Shabet, Mohammed Al-Shaya and Hassan Shakura from the media branch of the Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad. Al-Quds Brigades vowed in a press release to retaliate for the killing of their members, warning of more resistance attacks against the Israeli occupation. On Monday, the Israeli army attacked northern and southern parts of the West Bank and kidnapped five Palestinians, including two children. Local sources reported that a number of Israeli jeeps invaded the northern part of the West Bank using heavy fire and sound bombs, particularly in the Balata refugee camp, located east of Nablus city. Elsewhere, Israeli forces kidnapped three Palestinians, among two who were children, in a military attack targeting the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Internally, the Palestinian Authority security forces arrested five Palestinians affiliated with the Hamas movement from Bethlehem, Nablus and Tulkarem on Sunday, a Hamas source stated Monday. On the diplomatic front, the head of the Egyptian intelligence service, Omar Suleiman, has postponed his visit scheduled this week because Israel is not living up to the commitment it made to Egypt last week, a senior Egyptian official stated on Monday. During his visit to Egypt last week, Amos Gilad, a senior Israeli military strategist, promised Egyptian officials that Israel will maintain calm in the region. Despite efforts made by Egypt to stop the homemade shells fired by the Palestinian resistance at Israeli targets, Israeli assassinated five Palestinians last Wednesday in Bethlehem and Tulkarem, wasting all Egypt's efforts, the official stated. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Conscience Londres and Ghassan Benoura.